Well, thank you for that introduction. Today, our guest is Mr. Joe Exel, Senior Water Resource Planner for the Northwestern Indiana Regional Planning Commission, or NERPCE. Joe, welcome back to the show.
Great to be back. Thank you.
So, Joe, remind our listeners what NERPCE is and what the organization does.
So, it's our regional planning commission representing communities and various stakeholder groups throughout Northwest Indiana, so Lake, Porter, and LaPorte counties. We provide a voice for the region on important matters, everything from environmental, like air quality mm-hmm. and water quality, but most people probably know about us for our transportation and regional land use planning.
Absolutely. So I know you're doing a lot of work with the Living Streets Policy and the Community Tree Projects. So you know we love trees because of the air quality benefits. So tell our listeners a little bit about Community Tree.
Okay. So Community Tree is a program that started about 3 years ago. The impetus for starting up the program was really the start of the ash tree die-off
sure.
within communities,
mm-hmm.
how ash trees had become so dominant in some of our communities mm-hmm. that when they were killed off by the emerald ash borer beetle, that, you know, some communities were losing 60 to, you know, 70% of their tree canopy.
Right.
And what an absolutely stark difference that is when you have that much tree die-off. So our hope and intent with the Community Tree Program was to bring about some resiliency to mm-hmm. our urban forests to help prevent or to at least lessen the likelihood of such a drastic, you know, change occurring within the urban forest.
Sure. You know, as you said, I just remember that working with a lot of the communities as NERPCE does and how devastating really that ash problem was. So why is urban forestry important to NERPCE?
It fits in perfectly with our new 2050 mm-hmm. comprehensive plan for the region, especially when you start talking about things like vibrant communities. Trees provide a sense of place, a calming sense to them, beautification. There's air quality benefits mm-hmm. and also the water quality benefits. So it checks a lot of boxes for the things that NERPCE is trying to accomplish.
So as we talk about the Community Tree Partners, what have they accomplished thus far?
So we have a couple of other key partners outside of NERPCE, mm-hmm. the Student Conservation Association, who originally kind of came in over from the Chicagoland region, bringing their model where they hire local youth to administer the program, mm-hmm. where they are doing a lot of community-based tree plantings. They hold public tree plantings typically on the weekend, engaging the local community to plant trees primarily in park places. And they also help maintain those trees that they plant. So it's
a wonderful program.
It's a great program mm-hmm. from that side. But then we also have, like, on the industrial side with the Wildlife Habitat Council mm-hmm. working with local industry to plant trees on their facilities, or if there's no place to plant within the facility, to plant trees within the communities where that facility is located.
Wonderful. So let's shift now to the Living Streets policy. What are Living Streets and how do they fit in with NERPCE's mission?
So Living Streets is basically, it's a new take or an expansion of our Complete Streets program, mm-hmm. Our policy, I should say, where Complete Streets was, the intent is to provide a place for pedestrians and cyclists on the right streets mm-hmm. For safety reasons or a sense of place with that. What we're looking to accomplish with the Living Streets is add a stormwater component
sure.
to it. We've got like well over 3,000 miles
wow.
of eligible roadways locally for federal funding that NERPCE passes through.
Mm-hmm.
So we want to be able to direct some of our dollars towards stormwater improvements on top of kind of the pedestrian side of things.
So what work has NERPCE done on the project to date, and what do you anticipate being adopted in the future?
Okay. So to date, we've drafted a policy document. We worked closely with our interns, mm-hmm. our summer staff, pulling together information from other like communities within the area or throughout the Midwest to try to draft some policy language in place. So that's kind of what has been accomplished so far. Later on this month, we're actually going to be having our first working group meeting on there to dig a little bit deeper into the exact language in there. And that group is going to be represented by things like city engineers, street departments, and environmental groups to start crafting and honing down on exactly what that policy document is going to look like. Mm-hmm. And near term, kind of long term, by spring, early summer, mm-hmm. we're hoping to have a policy document adopted by the commission just in time for our notice of federal funding for those roadway projects.
Well, sounds like you've been really busy, Joe. So how can our listeners learn more about some of these initiatives and about NERPC?
Through NERPC's social media and on its websites. We also have public meetings mm-hmm. that folks can attend. So things like our Environmental Management Policy Committee, our other various committees where these topics are discussed and will be moving forward.
Well, Joe, keep up the great work. We're very proud of being associated with NERPC and all these different initiatives that you're working on and helping to improve the quality of life here in Northwest Indiana. And that will do it for today's edition of Green Fleet Radio. Thank you again to Joe Exel, Senior Water Resource Planner for the Northwestern Indiana Regional Planning Commission, or NERPC. Green Fleet Radio airs three times every Wednesday on Lakeshore Public Radio. I'm your host, Carl Lissick. Thanks for joining us. And remember, it's never too late to begin your environmental legacy.